We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of your home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Plus, it's great. DraftKings Sportsbook, it offers special promotions every day. Those are fantastic. You got to check it out every day. But to get there, you need to download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante with Andy Shea and Bob Flounders. And before we get into this segment, I am going to remember to announce our Ask Ross winner. This time it is Mike from Bradenton, Florida. So congratulations, Mike. I'll be reaching out shortly to you about getting you your KSN polo. All right. This week, gentlemen, we're starting a short 2-week series where we're going to talk about some of the positional battles that are going to take place in August camp this year. We're going to start with the offense. And I'm going to let you go first, Bob. Gee, where in the world will you begin with position battles on offense?
Yeah, I think, and it's probably one of the premier position battles within the program, you know, heading into summer, right? Penn State is replacing KJ Hamler, the dynamic wideout. Justin Shorter, it did not work out for Justin Shorter at Penn State. He transferred, I believe he's at Florida now. Good luck to him. But, you know, it's just Jahan Dotson is really the experienced guy. And Daniel George seems to be maybe the preferred choice as the second wide receiver in the three wide receiver set. But really, it's the battle for the starting wideout job. And it's kind of assumed that it's going to come down to two really talented second-year redshirt freshmen from Florida, four-star recruits, TJ Jones and John Dunmore. My take is I think they're both, they got a lot of ability, and it probably is going to come down to, in an RPO offense, you know, it's not just about pure talent. It's not just about, you know, deep speed. It's about running precise routes. It's about gaining the trust of the quarterback. All that goes into it when you're a young player. Jahan Dotson was able to master that as a true freshman and played a lot for Penn State late in 2018. It was a springboard into a successful 2019 season. I think it's going to really come down to some of the finer points of wide receiver play early for these guys, and then you're going to see one of them emerge. Athletically, they both can do a lot of things well. I prefer John Dunmore at this stage, but that's not to say that TJ Jones can't lock down a starting job. And who's to say at some point this year, if they're both playing very well, they both could end up starting. You got to get your best three receivers on the field.
How about you, Andy? Do you have a favorite among the wide receivers that you think is going to surprise us and step up?
I do not. I go, here's my take on real quick take on the wide receiver. Jahan Dotson, he is your known quantity. Wide receiver one. Not sure he's a wide receiver one, but I think he's a very good college football wide receiver, and maybe we see more. Here's how I group everyone up. Daniel George, Cam Sullivan Brown, TJ Jones, John Dunmore, 2020 recruits, Keandre Lambert Smith and Parker Washington. I throw them all in a hat. That's six names. We're looking for one or two receivers to emerge. That's it. Just a little emergence from one or two receivers. And to me, last 2-3 years, it's That seems like a tall ask when it comes to this position at Penn State recently. That's it. It is the biggest and most obvious question mark. And beyond Jahan Dotson, to me, it's a name salad. Somebody emerge.
So in other words, your answer is, Andy, I have no idea.
Well, I'm not willing to take anything on it because they haven't had a good history of this. They've had so much. They've had a lot of turnover at the position coach, and they've had drops, and it hasn't been a position of development like some of the other positions on the offensive side of the ball recently. There's a lot of talent there. We've said that for 2 or 3 years. I guess I've moved over to the somebody show me the money side of it.
All right. Let's move on to a couple other places. Even though most of the other positions are set, it doesn't mean there aren't some more position battles going on. Andy, I'll let you go next. Where are you looking for a position battle?
I'm going to go right to RB2 with a little bit of an asterisk next to it. So the way you ended up in 2019 was you ended up with Journey Brown as your number one horse, right? An injury to Noah Cain in the Michigan State game, you know, sort of stunted his growth. I mean, think about it. The fine line between Journey Brown down the stretch and Noah Cain in the, you know, late, early to middle part of the season before he got hurt. Could we be flipping the script on this conversation? You know what I mean? That's how, in terms of being an impact running back, Noah Cain was having a tremendous impact for Penn State when he was healthy. Journey Brown had a tremendous impact when he was given, you know, the lion's share of the work. So that's a little bit of a very fine line. And I'm looking to see who gets the sort of, you know, lion's share of those second RB opportunities. Well, they rotated four last year. That sort of, you know, became a more level playing field pretty quickly when Ricky Slade sputtered, right? Will they openly rotate three guys this year, or will they go with a 1-2-3 combination? I don't know, but here's my last point. Devin Ford's still really good and has the highest ceiling. We know that. We all agree on that. The clock is ticking a little bit, but he has a very high ceiling. We know Coach Sider likes to use all his assets. They should use all of these assets. My question is, after Journey Brown, who is going to be the one that gets the more opportunities of the two sophomores? That's it.
In other words, Bob, I look at it like the pecking order is set. Journey Brown, Noah Cain, Devin Ford, 1-2-3. I think it's just a question of how they divvy up the carries. Will it be, you know, 50-30-20 or some other way to proportion out those carries, right?
Yeah, so I look at it just a little bit differently. I think both of you guys might be right in the way you look at it. I look at it as three talented guys for two spots. The third guy, you know, is really, I mean, he's looking at, you know, maybe a couple series a game. The Memphis game plan was really, I think, what they want to do now that they have a good offensive line. They're going to play two backs for sure, divvy up, you know, 30, 35 carries between those two. They want to run, I think, the quarterback a little bit less this year. And as good as Journey Brown was down the stretch, and he was really good, those two second-year backs have the talent to push him to the limit. Nothing would surprise me by midseason when I talk about who Penn State's top two running backs are. I mean, if you told me, you know, to start the second half of the season, that it was Devin Ford and Noah Cain, and Journey Brown was a healthy third, but just a stud as the number three guy. I would believe that. It's almost like what Georgia had a couple years ago when they had Sony Michel, I think Nick Chubb, and I believe DeAndre Swift was the true freshman third back that a lot of people thought would be the best of the bunch, and it could play out that way. But I just think it's hard to play three backs. Yeah, one of them might get nicked up. But it's three really, really talented players for two spots. You got to beat Journey Brown out. But these two guys, Devin Ford and Noah Cain, if healthy, have the talent to do it. I think it's going to be fascinating.
I think it will, too. At least, hey, it's not four backs they got to distribute carries through. It's only three. So that should be at least a bit easier than last year. All right, Bob, let's see if we could get in one or two more position battles. Right. You're up next, Bob. Where you want to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go second tight end. I do believe James Franklin and Kirk Shiraka when they say they like the two tight end side. I know James really does. Pat Freiermuth is obviously a star already. So who's going to be the second tight end in a two tight end set? Will it be Zach Kuntz, who's put on weight? He's up to 255. Or will it be Brenton Strange, who's, I think, a redshirt freshman? I know they like him as well. He's gotten bigger. I'd like to say Theo Johnson's in the running, but I just don't know how healthy he is. James Franklin hinted that, had spring practice gone off, and had there been no pandemic, that he probably would not have, they might have held him out. I just wonder if maybe he needs to get to be 100% before he's a factor. He's obviously a top talent, but one of those guys, Kuntz or Strange, someone's going to have to grab that job because I think the two tight end set will really work for Penn State.
I think we will be seeing two tight ends on the field. I'm going to ask you, Andy, I know you had one more position battle you wanted to address. Why don't we jump to that one?
Yeah, I'll just do it quick. It's the right tackle position. And look, I know Will Fries has 24 starts under his belt and he's an all Big Ten honorable mention and will be a third year starter. He's exactly the same tackle to me he was 2 years ago when he started 11 games. I'm fine with him. I can see his limitations in terms of pressure recognition and adjustment. He's above average when it's right in front of him, as long as what's right in front of him is not a top five NFL draft pick. And there's nothing really wrong with that, right? There really isn't anything wrong with that. I'm fine. But I just think veteran swing tackle Des Holmes and redshirt freshman Caden Walsh, they are options at the position. I'm not saying Will Fries is not a capable starter. He is. But he's going to be exactly what you thought. A little heat in his kitchen might not be a bad thing. I think he needs to improve a little on what his clear weaknesses are, or could get a little dicey for him, because those two guys are pushing. There's no doubt about it that those two guys behind him are pushing.
Andy, I'm going to kick in an opinion here. I agree with you that he's going to get some pressure from those guys behind him. But I think there's also a bigger question there is just who's going to be the sixth man, first man off the bench. We had Coach Troutwine on our show, and he talked about the versatility of these guys, needing them to play multiple positions. So you have guys like a Caden Wallace could play tackle or guard. So it'll be interesting if someone goes down or gets nicked up, who will be the first guy off the bench. All right, that is going to have to be it for this week's edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us again next time.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.